Now another boy of summer busted. This time it's one-time MVP Miguel Tejada being hit with one of baseball's longest suspensions ever for repeatedly using a banned substance, the stimulant Adderall. And ABC's Gio Benitez has the story.
This morning, 39-year-old star Kansas City infielder Miguel Tejada suspended for 105 games. The stunning news comes after Tejada tested positive for an amphetamine, reportedly Adderall, telling ESPN it was to treat attention deficit disorder.
And in the case of an athlete, I guess it would allow them to focus more on their game, which is what every athlete really wants to do.
Tejada also telling our sister network ESPN, I admitted I made a mistake, but I want people to understand one thing. I wasn't using a drug to take advantage on the field or be stronger or hit more home runs. He said he had been taking the drug for 5 years and that he had medical permission from the league. But that permit, he says, expired in April.
It is a neuroactive agent, and patients who take the drug generally feel that they cannot stop taking the drug.
His ban comes just after Yankees third baseman Alex Rodriguez was suspended for 211 games. MLB investigators saying he'd been using performance-enhancing drugs since 2010. Brewers left fielder Ryan Braun got a 65-game suspension, and 12 other players got 50-game penalties.
It makes the fan or the person who enjoys sports wonder, who's on what?
Tejada's name had already been connected with doping allegations in the past. In fact, in 2009, he was convicted of lying to Congress about performance-enhancing drugs in baseball. This punishment comes after three separate positive tests. Even so, Tejada told ESPN he does not plan to retire. But experts tell us this could mark the end of his career.
Such a black eye for the entire sport as well, Gio. Thank you.